we often don't remember what the preacher says in his homily except for a statement or a story, an illustration. And there are just a few things that preachers say that we carry around our whole life. I can remember one such incident. It's a great preacher that's preached many famous sermons. And I was listening to him one time at a very large gathering. And I remember he said the words of the text. And actually, I think the reason they stuck with me was that they were words from the Bible. But I looked them up and I've meditated on them and I found them to be of great value. It's in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and the 6th verse. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, let us with that be content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You see, to be content in whatever situation we're in is great gain. And to have godliness with contentment is the greatest gain we can have. That's not to say we don't strive to improve ourselves, and there is no basic evil in prosperity. But the things of God have to be first. And just as Paul says, we brought nothing into this world. It is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, the basic necessities of life, let us be content with that. Oh, I could tell you stories of the pain and agony and sorrow of people who will do anything for money, will pay any personal price to get rich, step on anybody to have money. Friends, it's not worth it. The greatest gain is contentment with godliness. And that comes with being rich in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Oh, Father in heaven, I thank you that you have made me rich, rich unto you. And I pray, O Lord God, that you would give me much treasure in heaven, that you would give me those things which will count for eternity and be put into your bank. I thank you that you have provided me with the necessities of life. And I pray for those today who may be listening to this, who do not have the basic necessities of life. I pray that you would supply that for them and supply their every need. But I pray, Lord, for all, rich and poor, that you would be content with what God has provided, and with the basic necessities of life, be content. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your providence. In Jesus' name.